Gemon Shabbos and Daf Kufyates says Amar Resh Galusha Le Hamnunya Maidik Siv Lakdos Hashem Mechubad Amar Leze Yom Kippurim She'en Belo Achila Velo Shtiya Amar Torah Kabdehu Beksus Nakia. And Rashi says there Midik Siv Vekarasa La Shabbos Oneg Michlal Dolkol Dosh Hashem Lava Shabbos Koi, because the pasuk says Vekarasa La Shabbos Oneg Dosh. So you see that Kedosh Hashem, Rashi says, is not referring to Shabbos, and therefore it's referring specifically to Yom Kippur. However, the Rambam in Perek Vav from Hilchos Yontif, Halach Tesai, says, Keshem Shemitz Lechabit Shabbos Ul'anga, Kach Kol HaYom Tovim, Shenema Kedosh Hashem Mechubot, V'chol Yom Tovim, Nemba Behem Mikra Kodesh. So you see this machlok between Rashi and the Rambam. The Rambam thinks that Kedosh Hashem Mechubot applies to all the Yom Tovim, and Rashi says it applies explicitly only to Yom Kippurim. If you look in the Meiri says, Yomim Tovim Af Heim Roy La'angam L'chabdam B'macholim U'lahadrim B'malbushim V'yom HaKippurim Ola Al Kulam B'mitzis Hidu Malbushim Nechbodim V'godim B'nsuyonim Derech He'ora Amu U'kdos Hashem Mechubod Ze Yom HaKippurim. So we see from the Meiri that there's a special chiyuv of covered kibud, and that relates specifically to Yom Kippurim. In other words, even though Kedosh Hashem Mechubad applies to other Yom Tovim, but there's special dimension to be mechabed Yom Kippurim because it's the Kedosh Hashem. And that's a special mechayiv, which is, as the Rebbe says, that's Ola al Kulam. In Shulchan Aruch, there's machlokes. This is in Aruch Chaim, Tav Reish Yud, whether makes a brocha on hadlakas near Yom Kippurim. And the Goyin holds that one doesn't make a brocha because it's only, the Gemara says, it's minug nevi'im, and we don't make a bracha on a minug, because the hadlok on Yom Kippur, he interprets, is depends on, as the Gemara says in Psochim, and Daphnon Gimel, b'makom shenogu, shalola hadlok ein madlikim. So you see, it depends on minug. If it's bad, depends on minug, we have a klal ein bracha on a minug, ala minug. However, the Rav quoted from his father, from Moshe, that he held differently, that one does make a bracha, that even though the minig is in Yom Kippur, we light a candle also, so there should be light to obviate Tashav Shemitah, which is Asa on Yom Kippurim. But the Mechayev is a Mechayev of covered Yom Kippurim. Just the loch is that B'mokam, where the minig was not to light, so then that was Mafkiya, the Chiyuv. But otherwise, Mimakum Shenogu, it's not the minig that's Mechayiv. It's the Chiyuv covered Yontif and covered Yom Kippurim. And therefore, one should make a bracha only in a place where there's a minig not to. So minig is Mafkia. But where there is a minig to light, then it's not just Alts minig that one lights. One lights because of covered Yom Kippurim. The Rav was Ma'ori, however, that if you look in the Rambam, the Ram quotes the Loch of Hadlokas Nevis in two places, in Perek, beginning of Perek Hei for Hilchos Shabbos, and he brings it again in Perek Lamed, together with the Loch of Hilchos Kovet Shabbos. But he also has it together with Loch of Oinig Shabbos in Perek Hei. However, the brochet that one makes on lighting candles, the Ram only mentions in Perek Hei, together with the Loch of Oinig. And while there is a Loch of Kovet on Yom Kippur, but since it's a day of fasting, there's no halacha of Oinig, and since the bracha relates specifically to Oinig, which is not applicable on Yom Kippur because it's a Yom Tzom, so therefore maybe you should not make a bracha. However, according to what we've stated before, based on the Meiri and the Rashi, that there's a special halacha of Kedosh Hashem Mechubad that relates specifically to Yom Kippur. So therefore, maybe that special kiyum is mechayiv in bracha. And that applies only to Yom Kippur, the chiyuv, that chiyuv covered applies only to Yom Kippur, because that's called Kedosh Hashem, and there's a special halacha of kippur specifically related to Yom Kippur, which, as the Meiri says, is Ola al Gabayim above all the other Yom Tovim. So the Gemara increases on Daf Zayin, says, has a havim in the sakadaita to below koro mikra kodesh ein yom kippur mechaper. So in that havimina, that Toysa says, it means koro was with koro mikra kodesh, it wasn't koro mikra kodesh. So Toysa interprets it means b'ksus nekia. As the Gemara says, as the Mechilta quotes, mikra kodesh ze yom kippurim. So you see there was a havamina that Yom Kippur shouldn't be mechapa unless he's mekayim this special kiyum of covered Yom Kippurim. Without the special kibbutz of Yom Kippur, it's something's deficient in the kiyum of mikra kodesh of the yom, and therefore the itzuma shel yom of Yom Kippur, which is Yom Mechubad, Kedosh Hashem Mechubad, and without that kibud, since this is deficiency, one would have thought, when there was a havamina, that Yom Kippur should not be mechaper. And the Rav pointed out that many have the minig on Chassidim, they don't say Yom HaKippurim, they call it Yom HaKadosh, because this is also based on this special chiyuv of kibud hayom that relates to Yom Kippur, based on the pasuk of L'Kedosh Hashem Mechubad.